Here with Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. So obviously the big story in Cleveland this year, Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer, the quarterback competition. Is it a competition in your eyes?
I mean, I think it's a competition in so much that if Brian Hoyer somehow loses this job, the other guy starts. You're trying to develop Johnny Manziel more for long term than short. There isn't a pressing need for him to be ready by week one. I have a hard time thinking anything short of catastrophic injury. Brian Hoyer keeps his job. I love the guy. There's nothing really not to love about him. Is he the most gifted quarterback in the world? No. Will he maximize his talent? Yeah. He's efficient. He's heady. He's smart. You lose, it's not going to be because of him. He can operate this offense. I look at speed of thought. He's so much faster than Johnny Manziel in speed of thought. And for that reason alone, you don't need to have that kid on the field week one. Why is he on the field? I think Kyle will have a wrinkle or two. I think third and short, goal line. There'll be ways to get him on the field. You don't need him throwing the ball 35 times a game.
Who can step up for this team at wide receiver? Because that's probably the other big question mark headed into camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me from a health standpoint to vouch for Miles Austin or Nate Burleson. I like them both when they were in their primes. If they're healthy, they can add something. But at this stage, I don't think no one has the explosion that Josh has. And obviously, no one has the size that Josh. He's a different animal. I like Anthony Armstrong a lot. I mean, I think he can help your special teams. He can be that occasional deep threat. People aren't going to double Anthony, no matter how well he's playing every time he's on the field. There's only one of those guys. I'm interested to see what this means for your tight end because, I mean, I talked to other teams, and they're like, we're going to bracket the heck out of him, and if anybody else can beat us one-on-one, Godspeed.
Yeah, the team is going to lean on Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Cameron, but as you talked about, more defensive attention, obviously, if Gordon's not on the field. But one way to alleviate that is to be able to run the ball, something the Browns couldn't do last year. They brought in Ben Tate. They got your boy Terrence West from Towson. How do you see this running game playing out?
I think Terrence is going to get on the field. I do. I think that's much more of a competition than the quarterback is, and that it really is open. I don't know that it's anybody's job to lose. I think it's either guy's job to win. Quarterback, I think it's one guy's job to lose. I want to see Terrence in these preseason games. He's assuring me that he's in his playbook and he can pass protect like a beast. I want to see it because that was a big issue when I talked to a lot of teams that were investigating him before the draft. Can he, at this level, in a dynamic offense, always know where he has to be right off the bat? If he can, I think he's going to be on the field in passing downs and running downs.
Let's quickly flip to the other side of the ball. Defense, a strength of this team. That's where Mike Pettine earned his money. That's why he's now the head coach of the Browns. You bring in Carlos Dansby. You bring in Dante Whitner. You draft Chris Kirksey. Draft Justin Gilbert to a defense that was already top 10 last year. How good can this defense be?
I think it could be very good. I want to see them stay healthy along the D-line. You know, I want to see Big Phil get 16 games out of him. They have the potential to have a really good rotation there up front, but you start losing a guy or two here or there, and all of a sudden that changes the dynamic. I certainly think that guys like Whitner and Dansby are more at the tail end of their career than the beginning, but I think they're bridge guys. If you get a couple years out of them while you continue to replenish through the draft, that's all you're really looking for. And they add leadership because DeQuell was a big loss. So you want to have someone who can immediately step up and be that man who people can turn to for help, whatever. So I think they certainly have that in the linebacker group with Carlos. So, yeah, I mean, it has the potential to be a very hard-hitting, aggressive defense. And if they can create – obviously, it's going to be about turnovers. I mean, offensively, right. I think they're a little limited. Give them a short field. Give Hoyer downs and distances that are play to his strengths. And you're a competitive football team.
How do you see this team progressing this season, and where do they fit in the AFC North?
I think they jump at least from the fourth lily pad to the third. If they had Josh, I would jump them to the second, maybe the first. It's a tough division for me to handicap right now. Baltimore and Pittsburgh, their last couple draft classes, those guys need to step up now and be players. Not just on the rot, they need to be starters. They need to be top guys on that football team. If that's the case, and traditionally those teams have drafted well, then I think they're right there again. And can Cincinnati, can they do it four straight years? I'm a little bit of a skeptic. They lost both their coordinators. People are downplaying that. I'm not. Andy Dalton in a contract year, how's he going to handle that? So I think it's a somewhat up-for-grabs division. I can't pick the Browns yet. If they had Josh, I'd consider it more seriously.